Chapter 9. Just 3 days until Sheepcoat Claude comes to town, said Victor, smiling. Yes, said Elsa, taking the good book out of her school bag and flipping through it. They had met at Elsa's home after school. It can be difficult for Sheepcoat Claude to walk in all the snow with his stiff feet. Maybe we could help him and tow him on your sleigh, asked John thoughtfully to Elsa. Elsa didn't answer because she was deeply immersed in the book. She continued reading. After him comes Gullygawk. He has definitely always a milk beard because of how much milk he drinks. Gullygawk comes to town on December 14th, Elsa read, looking thoughtfully around herself. Before he became nice, he was always stealing milk from cows. What? John said, surprised. You're not allowed to steal. No, he certainly doesn't do that anymore, said Elsa. Stubby comes on December 14th, right? Asked Victor, who was getting excited. Yes, said Elsa, and nodded. Stubby is my favorite, because he's so small and cute. He used to take the pans and eat the leftovers off them. Ooh, said John, and looked around. You think that's disgusting? Asked Elsa, laughing and flipping to the next page. This is spoon liquor, she said, pointing to an old Santa holding something that reminded them of an old wooden spoon in his hand. He comes to town on December 15th, and he used to lick people's spoons. Wow, said Victor. When Mom is baking, I often get to lick the spoon. Then you are one of the Yule lads, Victor, said John, and the kids laughed silently. I'm so glad the Yule lads are nice now, said John, as he pointed to a strange Santa sitting with a pot in his lap. This is pot liquor, he said. Elsa had dug herself deep into the book and said, He comes to town on December 16th. He just ate all the leftovers, and at the time there was no waste of food, as the teacher is always talking about. The door to Elsa's room opened, and her mom came in saying dinner is ready, and the boys would have to go home.